This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 349. And today we're going to be talking about personal boundaries. And one of the things that I have found with individuals in my coaching, whether it's a group coaching, executive coaching, individuals coaching, is this lack of understanding of personal boundaries. And part of that is, especially at work, when we don't know how to say no to things. We keep saying yes and yes and yes, and then our work gets diverted because we're doing much of other people's work for them because we feel that we need to take that on. And so there's some personal boundaries, but it is also, this goes into our friends and our family, where when you start feeling resentful of individuals, it's not the individual, it's yourself not establishing your personal boundaries and staying with them. You know, there's an expression is that we teach people how to treat us. And this is basically saying, here's my boundaries, here's what's acceptable, here's what's not acceptable. But what happens is most of us are afraid to state our boundaries because, oh, what if they don't like us? What if I get in a fight? What if this? So we create these stories around our personal boundaries, and then we start getting resentful of people who, quote, take advantage of us. Because nobody can take advantage of us. We have to allow that to happen. And that comes through personal boundaries. So just to go through some, so personal boundaries is a big concept. And there are several sub personal boundary categories. One of them is your sexual boundaries and how comfortable you are regarding sexual activity and touch. And that's something that only you know. Physical boundaries, that's your personal space, right? How close do you get somebody in there? Your body, you know, touching it, your privacy, all those are your physical boundaries. Your mental boundaries encompassing your thoughts, your feelings, and being able to express them. Do you suppress them because you're afraid people aren't going to understand them? You know, these are all things, emotional boundaries, that can describe a barrier that separates your emotions from others. And, you know, can you separate them? And can you, do you feel comfortable expressing your emotions, or do you feel you need to get them, buried? And then spiritual boundaries. And that's, you know, your beliefs around whatever spiritual practice you have. Those are other ones. And then material boundaries is the final one, right? How do you allow people to treat your material goods, whether it's a car, a pen, a pencil, a notebook? And so these are things that you need to take into consideration. If you have unhealthy personal boundaries, some of the things is touching a person without asking. Now that's, we presume that, and this is maybe you're okay with being touched without asking, but this is where perception is projection. It doesn't mean the other person is. So especially if you're going to rub them on the shoulders and stuff, hey, is it okay if I touch you? Expecting your needs to be automatically filled by others without letting them know. Allowing others to define you. So these are all how to identify unhealthy personal boundaries. Giving as much as you can for the sake of giving. You know, we give till it hurts. We give. That's an unhealthy boundary. Not objecting when you're treated poorly. This is huge. This is huge. We sometimes are treated poorly and we go, well, it's just them. It's just the way they are. It's just this. But then we get resentful of it. And this is an unhealthy boundary. If you have a certain way that you want to be treated, you have every right to say, this way you're treating me is not acceptable. You can treat anybody you want, but when you're treating me like that, that's unacceptable. And you have to have that mental strength in order to tell them that. And this is, these are the things that, when we give all the time, this is unhealthy boundary. And then what happens is we give so much that we get resentful of the people taking, thinking that they should change their ways to give us a break, but when in reality, we're the one giving. And of course, everybody's going to take, take, take. So this is an unhealthy boundary as well. So, you know, the big ones are giving, 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 and then getting resentful of the people you give to, not objecting to when you're treated poorly, making excuses for the other person. Well, that's just the way they are. They had a bad day. They can have a bad day, but it's also in your personal boundaries is, hey, I understand you're having a bad day, but that doesn't give you permission to treat me like this. And these are all just things that you can say calmly and firmly to the individual. Another one is at work. I mentioned it a few minutes ago, but at work, we tend to want to help people. We want to be a team player. So somebody will come in, hey, can you do me a favor and take care of this? Hey, can you take care of this? Can you do this instead? And all of a sudden, we're doing everybody else's job for them, except ours, and then we feel overwhelmed at work because we don't have enough time to get our own stuff done because we're so busy doing other people's. Now, again, all of these personal boundaries, you need to investigate them. When is it okay to say no? When is it okay to say yes? You may be sitting around at work doing absolutely nothing and somebody comes in and says, hey, could you help me out? Well, you may be wanting to frame that in saying, under normal conditions, no, I won't be able to do it. But since I'm not really doing anything now, I'll do it for you this time. So instead of just saying yes, which means that tells the person that it's okay to come in and interrupt you anytime, you want to do some pre-framing around that. And so some of the things that you want to look at is in changing your personal boundaries is you want to have a mind shift that it's okay to have personal boundaries and start thinking about what are those personal boundaries. Again, you know, we have the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the sexual, all of those. So start thinking about what those boundaries are for you. And you can tell when somebody's breaking your boundary when you get really irritated or you get emotional about it and you either don't say something or you fly off the handle and say too much. So you have to shift, you have to have a mind shift that says it's okay to have personal boundaries. Then once you say it's okay, you need to start to define what those boundaries are. Now, this might be the biggest challenge because once you define what they are, then you have to communicate them. So those two things together, defining them and communicating, may be a challenge because perhaps everybody who's been dealing with you just assumes you're going to say yes to everything. And then when you start to say, hey, these are my boundaries, and you say them to yourself, and then you communicate to people, this is not okay, this is not okay, I don't expect this, and you start doing that, people are going to perhaps be a little offended by that. But then they are the ones that's being offended by you sticking up for what's right. So you need to have that mind shift and saying, hey, I understand that in the past, this is the way I behaved, but I need to start to get control of my life. And that means setting up personal boundaries. As a matter of fact, whoever you're talking to, I strongly recommend that you look at setting up some personal boundaries too, because it's very freeing of your emotions. And then you need to start to train those people on how to treat you again. And then you start to want to anticipate that talking about your boundaries, setting them, it's going to be difficult because people don't like change, even ourselves. If we don't have any boundaries set and we set them, that's a change for us. So it's going to be difficult for us. It's going to be extremely difficult for the people we're setting those boundaries for because they're going to get upset. And so now you need to anticipate perhaps some pushback against the boundaries that you're setting. And in that anticipation, you want to start thinking of how you can pre-frame those boundaries so that the person understands and then how to frame it once it is established so that they can understand. And even probably one of the best things to do is to help them understand what their personal boundaries are. Because if you just set yours, which is important, which you have to, but you can't set yours. Once you set yours, you're going to be able to help them. If you never set yours, you're not going to be able to help anybody. So as you set yours, maybe the anticipation is helping that person not feel so frazzled by helping them set their boundaries. And then, of course, you need to reinforce them. And that means that at any particular time you find that people are breaking that boundary, you want to reinforce it and saying, hey, remember we talked about this. This is not okay. I just need you to remember that as well. And then And then perhaps even reward people who respect that, going, hey, you know, I was going to ask you this, but I didn't. Or they come, if you have it at an office and they just barge into your office and the door is closed because that's the way you always used to be. And then they realize they made a faux pas and they step out and they close the door. You may want to reward them. And that reward is, hey, thank you for showing me respect. Hey, thank you for acknowledging that. Even if after you set your boundaries, they go, okay, I understand. And they leave, or they go, okay, I'm sorry, I touched you. You then go, thank you for respecting my boundaries. And you want to be able to reward them with a thank you. And then reciprocate, right? Reciprocate. Just because somebody else hasn't set their boundaries, it doesn't mean that you can't acknowledge what you perceive them to be. And instead of coming into them and asking those things, or instead of touching them, you know, giving them a pat on the back first, hey, is it okay if I touch you? You want to be able to reciprocate that with the other people. And then, of course, amongst everything else, remain flexible. This is a fluid process of setting your boundaries. Of first, you have to define what those boundaries are, and then you have to set them, and then you have to reinforce them with people. This is a flexible thing, because you're going to have people come in and out of your life who've dealt with you only spontaneously, then they're going to have people who deal with you constantly. So with these individuals, you need to set these boundaries. I cannot tell you how great my clients feel after they have set boundaries and communicated it appropriately with the people that may have been breaking those boundaries. Sometimes it takes a long conversation, especially if it's a family member, and you need to tell them that this behavior is not okay, this behavior is okay, and they just don't understand, and they're going to go, well, you've always done it this way. Well, that conversation may take a little bit longer. The work conversation should be pretty easy to do, but then again, what we want to do is remain flexible. And the first thing to do with all this, obviously, is to start to build your mental strength, because you need to have that mental strength to define it, to reinforce it, to reward it, to reciprocate it. And the best place to start to develop your mental strength is through my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. And you can find that out at warriormindtraining.com. But I will say that after you have followed these steps in defining your boundaries, reinforcing them, you are going to be more productive, and you're going to be able to feel happier about yourself, and you're going to have a more fulfilling life. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage, and remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.